Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Raise an Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. Catching up from where we left off a couple weeks ago, Republicans have already started losing elections. Want to shoot themselves in the foot over a government shutdown, and the Democrats have suddenly become Second Amendment advocates. Book makers target public libraries, while Democrats make a candidate's for sale sex videos and exercise in pretzel logic, and really, the ultimate story, the big story, the story that everyone in the mainstream media is talking about, but you're not hearing about it because they want to shut us down. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk conspire to stop the momentum of Reins and Edge. That's right. I'm Henry Reins.
I'm Mark Edge.
Mark. Well, first of all, it's been 2 weeks since we did a show. You had a wonderful show last Friday live.
I threw you over for my old co-host.
Yes. And I listened and at least long enough to hear my name mentioned. I heard all the important stuff.
Yep.
It was great to know that people could reach out to you. I heard you giving out a phone number for people to call. And we have big news.
Okay.
Not bigger than the fact that Zuckerberg and Musk are teaming up to get us. But we'll get to that soon enough.
That's big news, all right.
Yes. Well, we got big news for them. It's so big, I've kept it on the down low, even from you, because I don't want them preemptively getting their fences. But we'll tell the audience in just a few minutes.
And I have been breathing shallowly for 2 weeks now, waiting to hear this news. I've got to hear.
Looking over your shoulder, I hope. Because you never know where they are. Actually, they're in your pocket, on your phone.
Right, right.
And they're very close to your private parts.
You're radiating them even.
First of all, how are you? How's Ian? How's everybody else up in New Hampshire?
There's some kind of awful cold going around up there in New Hampshire. It seems like everybody got it. And maybe it's COVID because I got it I wasn't touching anybody. And, there's no masks in the studio or anything, but I wasn't touching anybody and sick.
Well, and I'm not feeling under the weather. We were going to do a live recording at the local studio here, but I let you know this morning that I was feeling under the weather, and I just figure I must have gotten it from you, even though we haven't seen each other.
Right.
But I heard about people catching viruses over the computer all the time, and we've been communicating that way, and I don't see anyone else either except on the opposite side of a pickleball court, and that's open air, so it had to be you.
But yep, it was me.
We have a big announcement. I forget whether it was – who are some of the people that we've been communicating with over the emails and through tweets and I don't know.
There was Matthew, Jeremy, who always sticks out in my mind as the first caller who called in about Bitcoin back in 2010. So we were the first media in the world. Free Talk Live is the first media in the world to mention Bitcoin. And Jeremy was the caller who called in and brought it up.
You should sell Jeremy a Bitcoin at the price it was when he called in. Just out of the goodness of your heart.
Somehow my heart isn't that good. Plus, I don't have that many.
Okay. Well, Jeremy Matthew, whoever suggested this, maybe someone else that we're forgetting, they said, why don't you get a beeline, I think is as they called it. And you explained to me they were referring to a voicemail line. And I said, I think I can do that. So we are here to announce today on Friday, September 22nd, or possibly earlier, if I get this episode of the podcast up sooner, you can call 941 877-799-6033. We don't need a toll-free number because there are no tolls anymore.
It's pretty much true.
941-799-6033. And it's got a beautiful symmetry to it. Because if you do the 941 and the 799, you got a 9 on both ends.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, 799, you should be able to remember that. And then 6 with a 0 in the middle, 3 plus 3, it's a beautiful. The Google voice gave me a bunch of it, and I said, that's ours. 941.
I'm sure that if you get a professional, they will diagnose whatever problem you have with numbers. But yeah.
799-6033. I have no problems yet with these numbers. No one's called it yet, but I'm sure they will. Actually, I've called it too with one of my other phones to see what happens. There is a custom Reins and Edge greeting there. No generic Google greeting for our listeners or our callers. And if it's acceptable and permissible by the FCC, you may hear your message that you leave us. Play.
That's a real trick, is to making sure that it's acceptable by the FCC. So what, if anything, is the, what are the things that people should say? What's the expectation? What do I, if I call this, what am I trying to do? Get on the air?
Well, if you want your message on the air, I think the first priority would be to say really great things about us.
Why? That's such a Republican radio trope. They don't need to say nice things about me. They can say nice things about you.
That's fine. They can leave you out of it.
They can.
Yeah. It may be a Republican trope for you, but as being a liberal in Tampa Bay on talk radio,
you need all the fortification you can get.
I need validation and encouragement. And we'll. But
I gotta wonder how you ever turned into a liberal in Manatee County. I really do.
Secondly, we can discuss that later. Secondly, any suggestions I'll listen to. Evidently, Mark is not going to spend a lot of time listening to the voicemails, but that's okay.
I'll listen to all of them you play on the air.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm the needy one that will listen to you. You could even. You know, you could even tell us your problems.
And oh, good.
Don't be upset if they get played on the air.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could have an advice segment. You know, let us know your thing. Tell us what's on your mind.
Like anyone who gives advice, I think my advice is great.
Well,
the evidence might be low for that point.
My advice is called 941-799-6033. Well, where we last left us 2 weeks ago, Mark, I was practically euphoric. You were amused at my decision that we were going to reclaim MySpace.com. A little bit more background. I'm going to play a couple minutes of the audio from last week.
Okay.
We've talked about, you know, my neediness, my need for validation, my need for interaction with other people. I wanted to reach out maybe on a Facebook page, do some live streaming there on Twitter Spaces. I was going to, with you at my side, we were going to reclaim the glory of Twitter. And since no more ex-Twitter, but we would bring it back to the glory it was. And in the midst of that, I said, we should resurrect MySpace.com, because I had been on MySpace.com and I had you going. I was able to set up a profile while we were doing the show 2 weeks ago. Everything seemed to be working.
Yeah.
Then after the show.
That's when the hammer came down, right?
That's right, because everything, like I said, everything seemed to be working. There were YouTube videos there that played, but when I tried to upload messages, when I tried to upload video and audio, I got a blocking pop-up saying, we're not doing uploads at this time, not able to upload at this time. Well, there could only be one explanation.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yes, that Musk and Zuckerberg felt the threat. Had we resurrected MySpace.com, like Jesus did Lazarus.
Yeah, it does seem like he was beginning to stink. It was beginning to stink, yeah.
I would not put us at that level, but I'm sure that it crossed Zuckerberg and Musk's mind. Like, who is that guy in that thing about Lazarus? And
they can't agree on much, but they can agree on Free Talk Live should not be resurrecting MySpace. Down,
and would you believe this, Mark? I haven't told you this. I went back before this show because my profile was up there, and I put it out there for everybody to try what my handle was, and which was Rain's Edge. I was bringing you into it, and to make a connection, rebuilding it one connection at a time. Can you believe this? There was not a single connection.
Yeah, it sounds very much like it's just.
It had to be them.
Yeah, it goes down there.
It couldn't be. Nobody wanted to connect with me. like Jeremy and Matthew would have, I'm sure.
Did you attempt to connect with anyone? Because connections are probably disabled too.
Well, what does it prove if I connect with someone? People need to connect with us so that we can build. I don't want to build someone else's empire. If we're going to reclaim MySpace, which I have to admit now that it seems like a great long shot. And I also found out that they lost about 75% of all their content that had been accumulated since the birth of MySpace, which was around 2003, I believe. Or maybe a little earlier, maybe 2001. But anyway, they lost almost all of it. So, I mean, it was ripe for the picking, Mark. But here, let's just replay just a couple minutes of the glory that it would have been. And your reaction when I sprung this on you last week. Welcome to Reigns and Edge and a whole new era. Not just on talk radio. Don't you laugh, Mark Edge. You haven't even been introduced and you're stepping all over. You're gosh darn laughing. And if you can see the video, he can't even bring his face to the video screen. He's a bright red. I promised these people. I promised the listeners. I promised the people, Mark, the people. Because this is what that show is. Of the people, for the people, by two people. And then we through the magic. All right, let me start this again. I'm going to reset. We're not. Don't stop your podcast. Don't pause us. I am mentally resetting. I am the ambiance is being reset back to where I started with the host of excitement here. I have unbridled excitement here because not only did I, when we left, I said that Mark and I volunteered, Mark. Mark and I are going to save ex-Twitter. And you know, by the way, Mark, quick sidebar, not to get distracted. Some media calls it ex-Twitter. They picked up on us calling it ex-Twitter. It was.
I think you should take credit for it.
Twitter. You know, people are just going ex-Twitter. And so, with that same spirit, the way we set the trend there, the way Reigns and Edge pioneered ex-Twitter as a handle to reclaim social media for the people, for the people, we are reclaiming MySpace.com. I said I was going to come back here and we were going to tell you how we were going to reclaim Twitter. We're reclaiming MySpace.com. I alluded to it. There was the germination of an idea. There was a seed planted deep in my subconscious that we would reclaim MySpace.com for libertarianism, even though I don't care about the libertarianism. I just claim
for MySpace
aggrandizement and self-glory. But I will be happy if it helps you with your libertarianism. I will jump on board and ride your shoulders right up there. Ecosphere of this. I am so darn excited. I don't know if you could tell, Mark, but by the way, I'm Henry Reigns.
And I'm Mark Edge.
And we are changing the world. One social media platform at a time. One decaying social media platform at a time. Elon Musk thought he was killing Twitter. MySpace was already dead. Even Justin Timberlake, who is a lot cooler than Elon Musk, if not quite as rich, couldn't bring back MySpace.com. But we are well on the way right now. Get on board. Be part of the pioneers. It doesn't cost you anything to be part of a movement.
And we want you all to have a movement with us. This is a great one. So, Mark, I will catch my breath. I will let you be a part of this great moment. Remember, this, well, I don't want to give away the magic of radio too much, but this is a pre-recorded segment. So at this moment in time, that will become live in a few hours, several hours, over the airwaves. Well, how do you feel, Mark? How does it feel to be a part of this?
I just feel like an old person looking at young people's music.
Well, movement was blocked.
They have something for that.
Yes, well, I don't think there is anything that we can take right now to unclog MySpace.com when the evil duo of Musk and Zuckerberg have conspired to stop us. But they were not prepared for all eventualities. Not at one bit. You are not.
We got a plan B?
We have a plan B that I am just now sharing with you because you're integral to it, Mark.
Oh, boy.
I could not do this without you. I have to be stating the obvious. But when you hear the plan, you'll realize why you are so integral to this.
All right.
Yeah. Mark Edge is the real master of media.
Oh, no.
Mark Edge is the hero that this social media war needs. Now, we know that Elon Musk flattered himself, blew up his narcissistic balloon with his own spoutings from his egotistical internal workings of challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a cage fight. Didn't even know that he wanted to call it a mixed martial arts fight or a jiu-jitsu challenge or anything else like that. Mark Zuckerberg picked it up, probably knowing that he was not at risk from Elon Musk.
No. I mean, that's this story scared me because I knew that Zuckerberg had trained in martial arts, and I think a lot of people out there just don't understand the difference between somebody who trains in martial arts and somebody who doesn't. I have lots of respect for Elon Musk and many things he does in his life, but if he goes into a cage match with Zuckerberg, he's going to get hurt.
Well, that is why we are building the movement now to have you face Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or both, because you, Mark Edge, you don't have a last name Musk, like some little furry creature that's in your garage, and Zuckerberg. You don't have some multiple syllable name that they probably got yelled at when they stuffed him in the locker back in high school. No, you are Edge. You are the cutting edge. You make people bleed when you want to, and that is why I want everyone that listens to us to follow the hashtags that we will give them to build this movement where Mark will take on either one of them, but he has a secret weapon.
Oh, no.
He has me in his corner. That's right. Because without me, they might stack the deck. They may try and get you in a way that you would submit, that you would tap out. But I will tell you, I will not throw in the towel. No matter how much they twist that on you, no matter how much they pull that armbar across the pelvic bone in there, yes, to snap that elbow. No, I am like Joe Biden, willing to fight to the last Ukrainian to defeat Russia. I will fight to your last joint. Or intact bone, or internal organ of some importance. Before I will let you quit and not assume your rightful supremacy as the king and master of media.
Your ramblings terrify me.
I think it's perfect. I think, wait, what is the hashtag? The real cage.
Broken bone.
Hashtag the real cage fight. Hashtag real master of media. Hashtag up your Zucker.
God. Oh boy!
Come on, just when you got one you liked, we'll go with it. On this, you know, what is our keywords that we got to promote, Martin? We got to.
I think hashtag broken bones a good one.
How about something about a berg?
I think the real cage match ought to get some attention if that's if you're looking for something that's going to get attention.
Now, this is a perfect example of why you need to call 941-799-6033 to leave a voicemail message and tell us how to proceed. And tell us if you believe that Mark Edge can kick. Let's start with Elon Musk. Yeah. First tell us, I will play it for Mark, all the encouraging ones, that you think he can, what you think he should do to Elon Musk. Not only that you beat, we know you know he can beat Elon Musk, but he is a trained jiu-jitsu expert. What are you, Mark? I bet you still have the white belt that you started with.
You
told your sensei. I know how this works. You told your sensei, don't give me a colored belt. Don't give me a colored belt. I will turn this white belt black with my hard work and sweat.
My own sweat.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Grinding your opponents into the dirt. Is that how it worked?
I love the story. How's that?
Okay, you still have your gi.
I do have a gi, yes.
Yeah, great. And then we're halfway to victory. And again, you call the 941-799-6033, and then you tell us what you want him to do to Zuckerberg. Do you want to tune up on Musk first, or just humiliate him with his cowardice for not standing up to you, and then go on to Zuckerberg? Because he'll probably take the bait. You won't realize the spiritual core that is in you that will lead this whole movement.
I want to go after Elon Musk for promoting Dogecoin.
You want to do what?
I want to go after Elon Musk for promoting Dogecoin.
He should be promoting Dash, right?
Well, Dash would be great, yes.
Yes. Well, there's a lot to think about here, and we'll have to expand on it in the next segment. But remember, hashtag the real cage fight. And I won't dwell on this in the next segment, but I will tell you from a fantasy sports aspect why Mark is sure to defeat them right after this. You're listening to Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The East Coast is preparing for a weekend of powerful winds and intense rainfall. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Ophelia is set to reach the North Carolina coast tonight, then cross into southeastern Virginia. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are being charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
He discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
Menendez has denied all of the allegations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy intends to remove $300 million in funding for Ukraine from a defense spending bill that faced opposition from a small conservative group. The move follows the blockage of the bill twice this week due to procedural disagreements. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reigns.
And I'm Mark Edge.
And when we stopped just for a moment to get those important messages, I said I would come back and explain mathematically why you are going to kick the butt of Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
Now, some people could just scan your image and realize that you're much more than either of them.
Oh, well, I am a handsome man. Just a handsome man.
That really wasn't where I was going. I was going to the manliness of it all. But first of all, you could say, if you were walking down the street, and of course you wouldn't provoke anybody, but if you were provoked, you probably have a 50-50 chance of beating the person that provokes you. Now, I hesitate to say that myself, but I'm talking random people here. Like the hand of God just came down and stuck a bee in their bonnet, and they got provoked, and they were like, okay, Mr. Hawaiian shirt person, let's throw down. I would say, on average, you could have yourself tested repeatedly like that, and if you didn't suffer any permanent damage, you'd probably come out 50-50. But we know that Elon Musk has not faced the challenges that you have in your life. So right away, we lower his bar graph down from 50-50 to 25, and yours goes up to 75.
Okay.
And then...
just through adversity.
Yes. Well, challenges.
Okay. Fine.
Adversities become challenges.
Gotcha.
But now...
do I get any... is there a handicap, any kind of bad thing for being a Quaker? Like I'm, you know, even though I did martial arts for quite some time, I'm a pacifist.
Well, no, you really aren't. I don't think so. I think if you got mad, you would
react. All the pacifist stuff goes out the window.
Yeah, I think it's...
There's some evidence...
You're an aspirational pacifist.
I think if you ask my son whether or not I'm a pacifist, he'll probably say, heck no, that guy's yelling all the time.
By the way, Jack makes fantastic foam weapons. So, you know... By the way, I did not realize that foam weapons were a thing. I realized when he brought some in when I was giving him a ride to school into the car that he had created these things. It wasn't until the Tampa Bay Comic Convention that they had a room for foam weapon warfare that I realized just how deep into the foam rubber combat world that he was. So I knew that that DNA... is in him.
That the LARPers love the foam weapons, and Jack just liked the foam weapons specifically.
Now, I guess the possibility is that the warrior came from Laura. But considering going back to the 50-50 thing, you know, it's an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, so it's 50-50 that he got the DNA from you.
Okay.
We're going to go with that assumption.
All right.
The warrior is from Mark.
I'd say there's a pretty good argument that anybody who's alive today is descended from warriors, successful ones.
Oh, I don't know about that either. So, anyway, forget the Quaker stuff.
All right.
I don't really believe that anyway about you.
Right.
I remember...
You can go to a meeting with me on Sunday if you want.
Oh, churches are full of people at meetings.
It's true.
I remember a young man... that wore combat boots with spikes out the toes.
That's true.
Yes.
I did.
Doing damage in the mosh pit.
There was... The 80s were a crazy time.
I would hesitate... I wouldn't hesitate to say that neither Zuckerberg or Musk ever had combat boots like your combat boots.
Probably true.
And I'd also go to say, I think... You don't make a thing about it, but you probably have a better idea of how cruel and evil people can be.
Indeed. I wouldn't take either of them. I would take both of them seriously. I do have some numbers, by the way. I looked this up. This is important. Mark Zuckerberg is 5'7" and weighs at about 65 kilos, which is heavy for a man that's 5'7". He's probably pretty muscular.
65, 2.2 times 2.2 is 130. He's only about 140 or 150.
Well, I haven't done the calculations, but 65, I know something about kilos. I'm at like 85.
2.2 pounds per kilo.
And Musk, on the other hand, is...
Bad high school habits taught me the metric system.
That's right. Well, it's on every weight plate. Every 45-pound plate is 22 kilos or something like that. 20 kilos. I don't remember. And then Musk is 6'2" and weighs 90 kilos. So on the numbers, the tail of the tape, as it were, immediately I'm concerned about Musk because he's got 2 inches
on me.
He's
6'2"?
6'2". 90 inches.
90 kilos?
90 kilos. So he's got 5 kilos on me. And
80.
And 3
inches. About 198 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And how much do you weigh?
85 kilos.
Well, that's not a significant difference.
It's not significant, and that's...
It's where you store it.
That 6'2", you just... All you have to do is run at him and grab him.
He's a little jiggly around the middle from pictures I've seen. Now, it's lucky we're not talking about Jeff Bezos, because that is one buff billionaire.
Is that so?
Yes. You haven't seen those pictures of him that Laura Sanchez has taken of him to show on Instagram?
No.
That, yeah, he's...
Well, that's one of my concerns here, is that these wealthy guys have time to
work. No, they have no time.
Okay.
They're self-obsessed.
Well, either way.
Wait a minute, but let's just recap. So right now, I have you at a 75% favorable odds to the Musk 25%.
Okay.
And then his attention span. He's always doing different stuff.
He's going to immediately begin paying attention to me if we are...
You're damn right he is.
The crown.
When you lock down that double wrist lock and you crank that elbow forward and the wrist back...
The dangers of wrist locks is that the person generally has the other hand free, and that is to pummel your face with. I think wrist locks have their value, but usually from behind.
No, not really.
Well...
Now, I didn't study under Carl Gotch, but I studied with the guys that Carl Gotch was training.
Okay.
And once you, so let me give you a little instruction here, Mark, because obviously there must be a moment lacking in that jiu-jitsu training. So as I will describe this as best I can, but the audience will have to work with me here to visualize this. So once you bring him down, now you can strike. It's okay. You can strike him, bring him down. Once you bring him down, and you put your body weight on top of him, and you come under his arm, underneath the armpit, and you get that wrist lock on him, and you start lifting your, let's say, your left elbow against his right shoulder. Your knee is going to be in his ribs.
Yep.
How is he going to strike you with his right hand?
That is that's a good system. Like, you have to be on top. You have to be applying pressure.
And then you're going to take that left knee, you're going to be banging it in his eardrum, and he's going to pop his head up, and that's going to give you more leverage right there.
I'm looking for the submission on this, Henry. I'm not trying to cause any damage. But
one in the same, Mark. One in the same.
This is another important point is that Zuckerberg's been doing jiu-jitsu since 2022, which means he's had about the same instruction amount as I have. Now he's
but
also,
he doesn't have me.
I understand. Which, and by the way, he has had the same instruction amount, and he's, what, 5 inches shorter and 20 kilos lighter.
Mark, we have not even gotten scratched the surface of your training. Between how Carl Gotch taught my compatriots and my watching of the Rocky movies, you are going to be... don't laugh. You are going to be chasing down chickens and giving them a chicken wing arm hold, and they are going to squawk like their life is passing before their eyes.
Part of Rocky's training, chasing chickens.
Now my personal one, the one that I got to stop. I have to stop. I have to not be sadistic in this. I'm trying to keep this at a higher level, even though you're going to have to hurt them.
I mean, I'm not scared of hurting, but
say he rolls into you. Now I want you to take your... Now he's going to turn into you, and you're facing him on your knees. He's on his knees. I want you to bring your left arm up against his chin, and then with your right arm, put it on top of his shoulder. And as you get that left arm grabbing your wrist or forearm on your right, it'll turn his head sideways, and then you just lean into him, and you just lift a little bit. And right then... I've had that put on me before, just allowing somebody to do it, not...
Yeah, it squeals. It'll make you squeal.
Yeah, you realize that you are a half inch away from death, and you go, why did I ever do this? And that is what Elon Musk will be saying to him. Now...
You know, after I've seen these numbers... Now, mind you, Elon Musk has had MMA training.
Hashtag the real cage fight. Hashtag master of the media. The real master of the media.
MMA, Zuckerberg's had MMA training, all right? So he, that's something I have not had. Now, that dilutes his jiu-jitsu, though. So
well, we were talking about you and Musk. I haven't handicapped Zuckerberg yet.
Okay, well, I'll say this. As somebody who has not been trained in, martial arts, or is going to get 2 months worth, really doesn't have anything against somebody who's been doing it for years. I mean, that's it. End of story. You can take the biggest guy who has had no martial arts training, and I don't mean it has to be specifically jiu-jitsu or something like that. I mean, trained to fight. That's what martial arts means. You can take the biggest guy that has not been trained to fight and put him against a normal-sized guy that has, and the normal-sized guy is going to win. That's just that. So if Musk is untrained, as I believe him to be, I'm going to say I got him.
Done.
Yeah. Now, the question you would have is how much time does he get to train for this?
Well, the question that I have is what should be the odds on FanDuel if I bet on you versus betting on Musk? Are you going to beat him decisively enough?
Well, I think that the kids out there are going to... They're going to vote for Musk. Musk is a internet celebrity, so he's going to have the odds towards him because people. I'm an unknown quantity, and is my guess.
I didn't think that they make the odds on FanDuel by what some wet-behind-the-ears Gen Zers think about the likelihood of your success.
I know nothing of FanDuel, but when you make DraftKings odds, when you make your odds for the people that they're betting for, right? Like GameStop shouldn't have gone to the moon, but it did because people were betting on it. People were buying.
I think, and by the way, this is a good time to tell people that know about this stuff could leave us a message on our voicemail line at 941-799-6033, 941-799-6033, and provide their... There's probably mixed martial artists out there that you probably have the support of so many people that would help you with this. But let's get back to where we were. So I would think, this is perhaps a bad assumption on my part, but I would think that people that handle the book for mixed martial arts are going to analyze the data.
Oh, sure.
And there isn't a lot of data on either of you as far as successful or unsuccessful fights.
The only bout that I've had, the only tournament that I've been in, I was what they call one and done. You know, I had a guy for about...
Kicked his butt?
Nope.
He got her butt.
He got me. He got an arm bar that I'd never seen before. And that was that.
All right. So you got experience. And
I call experience.
Right.
Burdened with glorious purpose.
All right. Well, I think we'll start with Musk. Or rather, you'll start with Musk. How many Hindu squats and push-ups are you doing these days?
I'm doing burpees every day.
How many?
I'm trying to get 1,000 in this month.
This month?
Yes.
So divide 1,000 by 30.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like 35 a day.
Yes. And that's in one set? Or?
No, that's over three sets.
You know, if you started doing 100 push-ups a day, the burpees would get easier.
They sure would.
But I think you need to work on your Hindu squats. You're just free squats. Start with free squats, then start going deeper into the Hindu squats.
Okay, so what are Hindu squats?
They're like free squats that go a little deeper.
Okay, so a weightless, unweighted squat that goes deep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing Asian squats every day. Which,
you are doing that?
Yeah, sorry to all the Asians. It just basically means going down and stretching into the lowest position.
How many reps?
Just that
one?
Three times a day, yeah.
One rep three times a day?
Yeah, I mean, it's not intended to build
muscles.
No.
We need to increase that.
Okay.
I was thinking...
Well, the more time you give me to train is the more time you give Musk to train.
No, time we give him to be distracted. Now, I'm about a month out of my regimen on this, but I do like four sets of 100 on the squats. Okay. And you can knock those out in 20 minutes.
Yep.
The UFC, the future UFC fighters, because this was actually before UFC was a thing that Gotch was training, their minimum was 500. When I worked out with them, I did 600 because I knew I was such a some pejorative that you're not supposed to say on the air anymore. I better do something to give myself a little bit of a chance. But the Japanese, that they would go over to fight. Because the way that this worked back in the day, it was Fujiwara UWF, is for anybody that really wants to Google and get into this. If you want to know the actual forerunner of UFC, this was a shoot-style wrestling that they were training in Tampa, the Americans, and then they would go to Japan once a month, and they would have a match with one of their Japanese wrestlers. Now, the Japanese standard was 1,000 squats a day, and we're going to go super back into the past now, because you can remember my dad vaguely being pretty tough. I mean, he wasn't mean to me, but
leathery.
Former Marine, yeah. And he knew. He was there with me one day when Carl Gotch was working with the Americans, and my dad was whispering in my ear the counter to every move that Carl Gotch was putting on.
Really?
Yes. Now Carl Gotch was about 68 or 69 then. My dad was about 71, and this is the only time in my entire life I ever heard my dad say this. I said, why don't you get in there with him? He goes, that guy would kick my ass. And this is a man that, actually, you might have even been at one of the wrestling events that I had. He would watch the front gate, and you know, these were $6 tickets back in 1989, 1990. Yeah. And you know how the Bradenton Auditorium was with these matches. It just outlaw wrestling, basically. And it was last match of the evening. And four young men came in, and they were like, well, how much is it now? And my dad was like, $6. He goes, it's the last match. And he goes, yes, $6.
That's the one that you pay for.
And the one guy, the head of the four, said, come on. And he waved him on. And you can maybe visualize my dad back then. With his left hand, he reached out and goozled him on the throat.
Really?
Yes. And held him motionless with his left arm while he reached down into that little cash box that he had and flipped out the 6-inch blade on the lock knife. And he said, who's next?
Damn.
And now, we hired an off-duty police officer for every one of these shows. So he tells me after this is all done, and I said, you did what? And I said, he goes, don't worry. I went over and told the cop afterwards. He's okay with it.
I'm glad this happened in the 80s instead of now, because I feel like it would have been a big deal. But yeah.
Well, yeah, because then probably would have been $12 a ticket.
Right, indeed. These guys didn't want to pay, huh?
All right, let's summarize here. We told the people what we were going to tell them. We've told them, and now we tell them what we told them, because we really rambled. One of us rambled a lot, I know. That Musk is a piece of cake. You're a little bit tentative about Zuckerberg, but you'll be riding that wave, that adrenaline of the victory from before, the glory. You know, he has no chance.
With Musk, I believe that with what I've seen here written, yeah, I got him, because he's untrained. And, of course, if he has some time to train, that's going to be a problem. He's got 3 inches, 2-3 inches on me. Probably.
And in the midst of the match, you know, I'm going to be at ringside right there with you. I told you. I will not throw in that towel for you, no matter how much you scream and act in pain. But I could have a little PA system then. And breaking news, Gigafactory blows up in Austin. He will not be able to ignore that.
You won't be able to concentrate.
No. You got him.
What? Speaking of which, is that Gigafactory done yet?
Which one?
I don't know.
There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
I mean, he's even planning on one in Turkey now. He's going to have a factory in every power center of the globe, so that he can be what a megalomaniac, narcissistic, sociopathic billionaire can be.
Well,
be all you can be.
Where would the world be without these guys, though, Henry? I mean, you know, the wonders of the world were all built by these kind of guys.
Now, you didn't tell me you were going to throw that out, but I don't know about that.
Well, certainly not the natural wonders.
Yeah, I mean, all right, you stopped me in my tracks, and all right, so we get that. We've told the people about how they can give us some advice for Mark's the real hashtag the real cage fight, and so he becomes hashtag the master of media. He already is, but the title will be bestowed, and maybe we should make our own book on this.
Well. If it ever happens, then you would be able to collect in your debt. But otherwise,
well, no, that's probably illegal. But the merch is going to go through the roof.
not in Vegas. It's not.
All right. Well, what else you got there, Mark?
Well, I got some stories. If
we have no time for stories.
Okay.
Well, we got minutes.
Okay.
I was just trying to. You know, a little bob and fade. You got to be ready and quick on your feet like that, Mark.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate that. The stories I've got are, it looks like it's going to take 7,000 years to achieve Greta Thunberg's renewable energy fantasy, at least according to Sovereign Man here. apparently Joe Biden has moved 3,000 U.S. reservists to be ready in Europe for deployments.
Well, that'll make a difference.
Well, the U.S. military better than other militaries, I guess is the premise. East Cleveland police officers who pulled over people and robbed them, sentenced to prison, and study finds that constitutional carry laws reduce murder rates. So this is the people that can just go to a gun store. You know, you don't have to ask permission or anything like that, at least from the state, and put a gun in your pocket and off you walk. So somehow those laws have reduced murder rates.
Well, you don't just put it in your pocket. You got to fill out some paperwork.
I'm certain that there would be some paperwork, but constitutional carry doesn't necessarily even mean paperwork. I mean, the Constitution says you have the right to keep and bear arms. So, taking that as constitutional carry.
Recent Supreme Court interpretations have come to that conclusion.
Okay.
It wasn't always like that.
No, it certainly was not. I'm not talking about what we call concealed carry. I'm talking about this new thing called constitutional carry, which is basically asking permission from no one. Now, obviously, you have to ask permission from whomever you buy a gun from, but the premise is that if you've got one, you can just put it in your pocket, you don't need permission to do anything with it. Now, you would have to have permission from the individual who owns wherever it is you're going. So if you come into the radio station.
The bar,
station,
the church.
Yeah, the radio station here may have a no-gun policy. And
you think?
I tend to think it doesn't.
There would need to be somebody here all the time to monitor that, probably.
There would have to be. But nonetheless, that's any business can decide whether or not they want people to come in or not with guns. I think that the rational thing to do is to root for constitutional carry, but not allow it in your business.
Well, all that and much, much more of importance will come back after these messages. You're listening to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.